31 states permit full-term babies to be killed in the womb for virtually any reason. Why, I kept asking myself last week, are so many Americans so livid about New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signing into law a bill passed jubilantly by the state legislature that makes it possible for women to abort full-term babies? Sure, the bill is morally repugnant and the jubilant applause by the legislature was grotesque, but 23 other states, including Illinois, allow full-term babies to be killed and for the same reasons. And 7 other states allow full-term babies to be killed for any or no reason. Toward the end of last week, just as outraged pro-life voices were dying down, it came to light that a new bill was proposed in Vermont, which many mistakenly believe would legalize unrestricted abortion throughout the entire 9 months of pregnancy. They were mistaken in that unrestricted access to abortion through the entire 9 months of pregnancy has been legal in Vermont since 2014. The new bill proposed in Vermont merely enshrines in state law the existing legal right as a, quote, fundamental right, end quote. Pro-baby killing advocates are preparing for the day Roe v. Wade is overturned. Late-term abortions are prohibited in 24 states unless the mother's health is deemed at risk by allowing the baby to grow to term. But here's the catch. Health includes any physical, emotional, psychological, or familial factors that affect well-being. With that ambiguous and wildly broad definition, virtually any woman can have her baby killed at any point in her pregnancy. Take a gander at the chart provided by the Kaiser Family Foundation, which lists the 24 states that allow late-term abortions for health reasons, and you can access that in this article online. Also take note of Alaska, Colorado, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, and Vermont. Those states are virtual killing fields. They don't even require the pretense of a health reason for women to abort their full-term babies. In those 7 states, there are no bans on abortion at any stage. It's open season on babies who, through no fault of their own, have the misfortune of being conceived in the wrong womb. Some states ban late-term abortions, except in the case of pregnancies that threaten the life of mothers. But here's the inconvenient truth progressives don't want Americans to think about. There is no life-threatening condition that would ever necessitate the direct killing of a baby in the womb. There are rare occasions in which continuing a pregnancy threatens a woman's life, but ending a pregnancy does not require the direct, intentional killing of a baby. Doctors can induce delivery or perform a C-section to save a woman's life in a life-threatening or emergency situation without dismembering, crushing, burning, or chemically inducing cardiac arrest in a baby. In some induced deliveries or C-sections, babies will not survive, but that is wholly different from intentionally killing them. Obstetrician gynecologist and former abortionist Dr. Anthony Levitino explains, and I quote, "Let me illustrate with a real-life case that I managed while at the Albany Medical Center. A patient arrived one night at 28 weeks gestation with severe preeclampsia or toxemia. Her blood pressure on admission was 220 over 160. A normal blood pressure is approximately 120 over 80. This patient's pregnancy was a threat to her life and the life of her unborn child. She could very well be minutes or hours away from a major stroke. This case was managed successfully by rapidly stabilizing the patient's blood pressure and terminating her pregnancy by cesarean section. She and her baby did well. This is a typical case in the world of high-risk obstetrics. In most such cases, any attempt to perform an abortion to save the mother's life would entail undue and dangerous delay in providing appropriate, truly life-saving care. During my time at Albany Medical Center, I managed hundreds of such cases by terminating pregnancies to save mothers' lives. In all those cases, the number of unborn children that I had to deliberately kill was zero." If you go to this article online, you can watch the interview with Dr. Levitino. Get woke, Americans! Full-term babies can be legally exterminated in the womb for virtually any reason and no reason in most states in the United States. Take your righteous anger at this barbarism and do something useful.